Welcome to episode 541 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. Today, we're diving into one of the inevitabilities of travel. The mishaps, the unexpected detours, the lemons life sometimes throws at us while we're on our adventures. This week, we wanted to show you how to make lemonade out of those lemons. Whether it's a delayed flight or an unexpected cruise itinerary change, we've got the tips to help your travels help keep your travels as delightful as planned. So let's get started.
Yay!
Oh, so yes,
I think we love it when this was written about me. I really do.
Part of it was.
you're the queen of mishaps, Donna. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to you.
See, that's why, you know, people that like, I'm traveling alongside, they like me to go by myself, because then when it happens to me, then it doesn't happen to them.
We're like, we'll just meet you there, Donna.
Yeah, there you go.
Donna, if I ever travel with you, I'm definitely just going to meet you there.
Okay.
Okay, good. Good. All right, so let's dive in. So, flight delays and cancellations, Do we know anything about that, Sandy?
Oh, that happens all the time.
That just happened to me 2 days in a row coming home from Europe. Twice it happened. But so woke up in the morning, ready to go to the airport, had a text that the flight was canceled, and then could not get in touch with the airline at all. They rebooked us and,
That's why you need a travel agency. You just call us and we get on the phone for you.
Well, honestly, I wasn't too upset with, the flight they had booked me for the next day. So I just grabbed another hotel and started saving my receipts. And yeah.
And this is where travel insurance comes in.
Yeah, true.
Say yes, because you never know. So you save those receipts, file a claim.
Yeah. Yep. And also with the airline too, because they, if I had been at the airport, maybe I could have gotten them to give me a hotel voucher or meal voucher or something, but I wasn't at the airport and I didn't want to go to the airport if I didn't have to. You know, I'd rather stay downtown than
And sometimes
airport hotel.
The vouchers that they do give you are to the Motel 6.
Right. Yeah.
In the not the best part of town. So sometimes it's better to just kind of do your own thing.
Yeah. I had a canceled flight last year going to Curacao and ended up having an overnight at JFK.
Ew.
Yes. And that's
going north to go south. Ew.
Right. And alone, like I was all alone. In New York, I was like, so fortunately I ended up spending more than I wanted to, but there's a TWA hotel there. Literally just walk right outside of the airport hotel. And then the next day I'm literally right there. But yeah,
I've always wanted to stay there.
I felt like I was staying in the Jetsons house. Like it's very future. It's really cool.
It's like 60s futuristic.
Yes.
That whole nuclear
it's
age.
It's not a cheap hotel by any means. But it's convenient. And when you're in a city alone, especially like a big city like New York, I did not want to have to venture out
into the city.
No.
Did the airline offer to reimburse any of that?
No. Now they would have put me in a hotel, but it would have been
the Country Inn, the Motel 6,
I've had to like get a taxi or an Uber, and I just didn't want to do that. So it was fine, but I made lemonade out of my lemons and just rolled with it and got a hot shower and made it to Curacao the next day. So it's fine.
One thing I do want to mention about this too is if you are in Europe, in the EU, any one of the EU countries, look at the policy of the airline, and when you do go and file a claim, or like you go and file for reimbursements, make sure you click the little box to see if you're entitled to any compensation by EU standards, because they have really good, you know, consumer protection laws over there. And
they depending have a passenger on, bill of rights, whereas in this country, we don't have one of those.
So you're entitled to compensation depending on how long your delay is. And when it happened to my daughter one time, I made the mistake of just Googling what to do about it. And I ended up clicking on this, like, it wasn't like an official airline site. It was like a company that wants to file on your behalf. And so I did that, which worked, but they took a chunk out of it. So so don't do that. Just like when you Google for like buying tickets somewhere and you end up with like some crazy, you know, ticket, like just be aware and watch out for stuff like that. But because you can get it yourself without just go to the airline.
Well, another tip I see here that we have is to act fast. When you have a delay or a cancellation, handle it quickly, because
more options. Stuff,
You will definitely have more options, because when I had to leave Connect our conference early from the hurricane, I could have stayed longer and really gotten like another full day, but I hesitated and waited too long, and the flight that I really wanted, it was no longer an option. So I had to do a much earlier flight. So definitely don't hesitate. Act fast.
Yes, because most of these planes are almost full. So if you have to reroute 200, 300 people, you know, or thousands of people because the airport goes down, it can take days to actually balance things out. And so, you definitely want to have a plan and work the plan.
Act fast.
Yes. So let's, why don't we shift directions? What about cruise itinerary changes?
Well, I had that happen, and actually it was kind of a good thing. So I was doing the Greek islands, and we had actually pulled into Split, and we had even, you know, tied off and everything, but they were expecting 50 mile an hour winds that day. And the captain said, no, I don't think we're going to do this. So we went back out to sea. And honestly, the itinerary was so port intensive that it was actually kind of nice to have an unexpected sea day to just not
recharge.
Take a nap, go sit in the spa, you know, sit by the pool, read a book, take a nap, nap, you know.
That is the best attitude to have, because no matter what cruise you book, it says it in the fine print that they can change the itinerary. So,
well, and you know, typically they're they're typically changing the itinerary for your safety, whether, you know, it's, you know, weather or, you know, so
the
it's
port
not that
got damaged.
Right. You know, conditions aren't conducive to get into the port. Like it's really for your safety. So, you know, it is what it is. You just roll with it. And like Donna said, you just enjoy extra a sea day. Enjoy a sea day to relax and recharge. And
That happened to me on one of my recent cruises, and we missed the cruise line's private island, which was kind of a bummer. But, you know, I don't like laying in the sun all day like I used to. And so I did exactly what Donna said. I found a nice shady spot and I read my book and like laid around all day. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Being lazy on a vacation is actually not a bad thing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But it does actually, it does create somewhat of a difficulty if you had a excursion booked for that particular port. Most of the time, well, of course, if you book through the cruise line, it's automatically refunded back to your account. No questions asked, because, you know, it's done. If you did use a third party, a lot of times they do have those guarantees. If they don't come to shore, well, then, you know, we can't really hold you responsible. So, but again, that's where travel insurance kind of comes into play. And, you know, you just get, you know, you get the notification on your bed that says, hey, we're not going to port today. So save that for your insurance company. And then you can file a claim for if it was a non-refundable excursion that you booked.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I think most of them would refund it. I actually haven't had that happen now that I think
about it. Well, it depends. I mean, if it's non-refundable and it's a private guide, sometimes those are.
Sometimes once they've already shown up, you gotta pay that they were there. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. They were there, but you weren't. So.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have either of you ever lost luggage?
I am the queen.
Y'all could not see my face winking at Donna. I knew exactly.
I am the queen of lost luggage.
Oh, so tell us about it.
Well, it's happened to me so many times. It's just not even funny. So I've learned to pack a little different. And that's one of the big things is in your carry-on, whether you're carrying a roller board or carrying a backpack, carry at least 24 to 48 hours of everything you could possibly need. Okay?
I'm just not good at that. Just 1 or 2 days. I know that's the rule, but I never do that.
Most people don't because they don't think about it. But
I mean, I keep my medicine with me, but that's really...
I carry or those underwear. I carry a t-shirt that I can sleep in. And I don't carry my full pajamas, but I carry a t-shirt. I carry a change of clothes. I carry a pair of shoes.
Well, they do say if you're traveling, like with a spouse or significant other, to pack half and half. So if
and
one
I,
of your
I did that too
well,
because I ran into that.
I have a really hard time because I'm a meticulous packer and I'm so bad at that.
Put out all the suitcases.
I don't want to share my luggage.
If there's two of you, then you basically put everything out and then just split it in between two suitcases.
Yeah.
Or if there's four of you, I had the kids with me. So we basically, there was four suitcases and each of us had at least two outfits in each suitcase. So that way, and I mean, we put toiletries in different suitcases because, okay, well, the kids can use my toothpaste. They can use, my shampoo. I can use theirs. It's not that big a deal. So
right.
Yeah, I did the opposite of this on that same trip where I had the flight because I put everything I fully intended to do the thing where you check your luggage all the way through, even if you have to check it at the gate for your carry-on. Mm-hmm. And I had no luggage. And whenever I landed in London and I got the text that my flight was canceled and I was put on the flight for the next day, it said, and if you checked luggage, it'll just be waiting at that next flight. And I was like, oh, great. I have nothing.
Yes. Well, and the other thing is that, it's a really good excuse to go shopping if it's going to be, if it keeps being delayed. I got a whole new ski gear. I spent $1,300 worth of ski gear because I went on a ski trip and had nothing to wear. So I got a brand new coat. I got new bibs. I got new socks. I got new boots. It's like, this is awesome. And of course the insurance between the insurance company and the airline and all of that, they bought me new ski gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you had to get another suitcase, right? Did you have to buy a new suitcase to carry it all home?
No, cause I just stuffed it.
Yeah.
I stuffed it in there. That's the great thing about ski gear is that, it's down a lot of times. So you can just,
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, I wasn't even planning on wearing my coat at the airport. I was just going to have a sweater. So I was really happy that I had my coat when I was in London, like walking around and stuff. I mean, it was a really one of those like, don't do as I do, kind of minutes.
So, we travel poorly, so you don't have to.
But it's a great excuse to go shopping and, buy yourself some souvenirs and things like that that you just wouldn't have bought otherwise.
Well, luckily I went and stayed with Ellie, my daughter, so I didn't have to. Really.
Yeah. One of the tips that I hear a lot and I've started doing when I check luggage is like an Apple AirTag. Mm-hmm. I put that in my checked luggage. Like I'll be checking a bag when I travel out of the country here at the end of this month, and I'm gonna throw an Apple AirTag in there. So if something were to happen, I can at least, and it's kind of cool because I can I was on the plane with Wi-Fi, and I'm like, oh, it's the luggage is with me. It's here. It was great.
That would have been really handy to have a couple of years ago.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yes, I don't think I'll ever not do that. I think it's just really, and you can even tell the airline, because the airline, you know, if they don't, we haven't located it yet, but we're working on it. Well, I can tell you where it is.
That's like when
we were
on the cruise and Elizabeth's luggage was missing, and she knew it was on the ship because.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that when we were on Celebrity.
Yeah. It just looked like
it ended up just getting in the wrong cabin. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she, so she was able to tell the cruise line, it is here. See? Yeah. It is here.
It's somewhere. Keep looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, along that same vein, whenever they give you, whenever you check, you know, your luggage and they give you the claim tags, mm-hmm. even though nobody ever asked for the claim tags, save it because that can help them. Well, that helps them locate it too. If you have that, it's like a quicker thing just to help
you
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always print out my, when I go to the airport, even if I've checked in, I still print out real boarding passes and then I stick my luggage things on there.
Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to get my frequent flyer miles and they didn't pop up like they're supposed to or whatever, that is your proof.
Yeah.
That you were on that flight, that you had your luggage, and this is your barcode. So.
Yeah, that's a good point because it disappears off your phone once you've used it.
Exactly.
Another thing about luggage to mention is if you are waiting at the luggage claim and your luggage comes out and it's damaged, you can go and talk to the airline about that. And they, 9 times out of 10, will give you some compensation. So I've done that a couple times. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a $200 voucher sitting waiting for me to book a flight on an airline because that's what they decided my suitcase was worth. And I'm like, okay, sure. But normally you have a choice of them like sending you a new bag that's comparable, or they'll just give you a voucher. So
yeah,
now that everybody has that hard case luggage, if it's cracked, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. So all these little tidbits.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have the voucher than them.
Yeah, me too.
Pick out my luggage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm ready for some new luggage. So
yeah, because I can't buy it online. I want to like open it and look at the space inside.
Roll it around.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Well, I did want to add one thing that actually isn't in our show notes is that we got a flat tire.
Wow!
Oh,
in a rental car.
Okay.
Oh.
And so my husband, you know, proceeded to walk out of the car and pop the trunk, and there was no tire. There was no jack. And what we found out is to save weight and actually to avoid people stealing the jacks and the spare tires out of rental cars. Wow. Rental companies have quit actually putting them in there. So you actually have to wait for a specified tow truck from the rental car company to come basically change your tire for you, because they also don't want the liability of you tearing up the axle or something as well.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we were sitting by the side of the road for, you know, 2 hours waiting for the tow truck to come and change our tire. But then we had to also drive back to the place where we had picked up the car and change out the car because they wanted to, you know, inspect the tire and everything.
Right.
Wow.
It was kind of a hassle. But what was really cool is this is our lemonade is we just happened to pull off the side of the road next to this classic car lot. So we were sitting there for 2 hours wandering through this car lot with all these old, like, 50s, 60s, 70s cars.
Oh,
it's like,
fun.
Oh, I want one of those, and I want one of those, and I want one of those. It was really actually quite neat to be where we were.
That's cool.
But it's one of those things that, you know what, you just make sure you have, you know, your devices and make sure your cell phone is charged.
Everything's charged up.
Mm-hmm. Because it does happen that you get a flat tire while you're in a rental car, and you just have to wait for the AAA or the tow truck to show up. So,
mm-hmm.
That stinks, though.
it did, but you know what? Hey, we got it. We took the car back to the airport, which was a 3-hour drive. But we, you know, we were able to get a upgrade on our car. We got a nicer car, so because they felt bad. So
nice,
4 good tires. Yeah,
and then I had another rental car that basically we sat by the side of the road for 8 hours, actually waiting for the tow truck that never did show up. And so we just left it there. And they rewarded us with basically they didn't charge us at all for the entire cost of the rental. So
what I'm hearing is rental cars are also your Achilles heel, as well as like lost luggage.
Well, I mean, it's a car. It happens. So, you know, and we were in an area where the car died that had no cell service. So we were trying to get the rental, the tow truck to come out, and they're like, we can't find you. And they were on the other side of the mountains. So, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So
maybe if you had an air tag, someone could have told you where you were.
Well, we gave them GPS coordinates, and it's like, I thought would be enough, but no.
No.
I wouldn't know what to do with those either, though.
Yeah. Any other last-minute tips? Anything?
Weather.
Yeah.
Weather.
Oh, yes. Weather. Yeah. Weather is a biggie.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we keep getting hit with hurricanes. How many hurricanes have we all been through together?
Yep.
Yeah. A couple, at least.
So. Yeah.
So just one of the things that I've always done is wherever I'm going, I look at the 10-day forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I leave, and it's like, okay, the 10-day forecast shows that it's going to rain on Wednesday and it's going to be cold on Friday and it's going to be sunshiny the rest of the time. So I know I'm going to need at least a rain coat or something. If it's a summer destination, you can also, in the tropics, you can always expect it's going to rain every afternoon. So you definitely want to carry
Florida.
Or Florida. Yeah. You want to carry a lightweight Gore-Tex jacket, and it'll at least keep you dry. And if it's, you know, colder, you want to make sure you dress in layers and just be a little smarter when you're going somewhere about looking at the weather forecast and finding out what to expect as far as temperatures and conditions. And that will save so much.
It will. I went to Alaska a couple of years ago, and it literally rained the entire time I was there. It was still okay. I think we had one afternoon where like the sun came out. We, you know, meandered.
Everybody
around.
Was outside then.
We meandered. We were in Anchorage, so we walked around to some shops and had lunch and stuff. But I took a pair of waterproof boots, so my feet stayed warm and dry, and I have invested in just a number of years ago, just a really nice, good quality raincoat that I carry with me every time I travel, no matter where I'm going. I always pack that. But one thing that they said to us when we were in Alaska was, there is no bad weather, only unprepared travelers.
Yes.
Yep, that's a good way to look at it, too.
You know, and I'm going to tell you what, regardless of the weather was crummy, but that was one of my favorite trips that I have taken so far. I have a lot, but I did not have a bad time. It was wonderful because I packed accordingly and had a great time. So
they'd be also happy to sell you an umbrella or sell you a new raincoat.
Absolutely.
And you're probably going to pay more for it, but you know what? At the time, it's like, I don't have it. I need it. And you know what? I don't care if this umbrella costs $50. You know what? Yeah. I need an umbrella.
Yep.
That's kind of how I was with some sunscreen. I was on a cruise and I ran out of sunscreen. And I think I paid like $20 for sunscreen at the port.
Yeah. I can get it for like $8
or $40 for an umbrella in New York.
Yeah.
So,
but
at the moment, it's necessary.
Had to have it. So I also bought some aloe in somewhere in the Caribbean one time. And I swear it's the best aloe. Like if I have a sunburn, it's really good. So
yeah,
sometimes it's good, but
yeah. Well,
so all just right. Like a Boy Scout, be prepared.
always be prepared and you'll be fine. And just roll with it.
Yeah, have a good attitude.
Mishaps are going to happen, so just roll with it.
And if you're not going to have a good attitude, then you know what? Take yourself out of the situation for a little while and go do something else, which is the same, you know, when things aren't going well at the office or at home. You just, you know what? I need to get away from this and go not think about it for a little while, and then I'll come back to it. And you would be surprised how much that works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.